Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Happening, everybody. I'm back again from an unannounced break to say hi, my friends and family out there. So, what's up, Benita? What's up, Zuby the Esty? Okay, let me go ahead and say, well, first of all, let me say, may the 4th be with you all. Okay, and thank you, Benita, for bringing the 4th with to me, too. And yes, we got Zuby the Esty in the building in the chats, and I got me a facial today, and I may say I just feel elegantly beautiful, as I've always felt, but now I just feel so much more official. But I appreciate the facial. Y'all, if y'all don't know, my sister's an esthetician, Zuby the Esty, Zubie, I think that's right, and yeah, man, check her out, Beauty Talk Studios. Got one of the best estheticians in the game. And what's up, Beta? nah, I'm chilling. I mean, for real. So when I went in there, let me tell y'all about it. It was my first facial. I've gotten one. This was one at an actual shop. And she was saying, like, I was thinking I was going to have the biggest blackheads in the world you've ever seen. But apparently I'm already all right. I mean, I'm all right. I've been doing well. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm blessed with the beautiful skin or I have a routine, which she says is not good. But, I mean, maybe it's just something about my routine that gets it going smoothly, if I may say. But, yeah. But anyway, I appreciate it, sis. I've been glowing all day. Lady was trying to touch my hand. I was like, hey, ho, what are you doing? Remove your hands. But yeah, take care of your skin, guys. It's important. Apparently, we need to wear fucking SPF, okay? Even if you're black. Doesn't matter what shade of black. Everybody needs to wear SPF, especially our pale friends, as I was told. And what was the other thing? I forgot the other thing. Anyway, I wasn't on there, but y'all get your skincare routine settled and situated and signed off at Beauty Talk Studios with Zuby the Esty. But yes, man, everything is all right in the world. It's like, nah, that's a lie. I tell. My world is all right. Heezy's world is okay. I mean, Heezy's world is okay today. But, yeah, I'm back. It's been a a month, I guess. You know, I kept trying to watch Snowfall. That was my excuse for not podcasting, but that show is not going as good as it should be going. So, pretty much was just bullshitting, y'all. But, you know, hey. I mean, I guess I am getting a little bit of money for this, but, you know, I appreciate everybody listening to the old episodes. I'm pretty sure not everybody has heard every single episode. So, travel back in time and go listen to the others. There's plenty of podcast episodes where I say a lot of stupid shit. Let me tell you guys. And this is no secret, I mean, I guess. But I'm going to be very vulnerable real quick and just say, I realize I got some confidence issues. Well, yeah, I got confidence issues. And, you know, and it's like, I mean, some people in my world tell me I'm very confident and brave in the shit I'm doing. So I guess let me get a scale of what I'm saying here. But the things I really want to do, I suppress myself. So, and it's a good thing, I suppose, too, because you don't want to be doing all. I definitely say a lot of dumb shit. I definitely am like an anger first, like James Bond, shoot first, ask questions later. I'm more of like react with harshness first before finding out what you really was trying to do. Because don't fuck with my time. But, yeah, I don't know. I said that because nigga working on that shit. Pretty much, essentially, you know, life is just, it's like, it should be seeming like, not pointless, but the shit that be going on. Like, when I tell you, like, all the news I've been missing and shit, let me tell you, when I get to this shit, it's just like, yo, what is the deal? Like, why? I mean, these are the people God created. We are the people God created. We are just out here humanizing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they say colonizing was one of the bad things humans have done. But humans just being themselves are kind of, like, bad for each other and for the world. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I'm just out here trying to do what's right. But yeah, I hope all is well, though. What have I been up to? I went to Cannabis Fest. Okay, I celebrated with my peoples. Hey, I thought you were going to sleep. Welcome, Martina. I went to Cannabis Fest. That was pretty fucking awesome. I will say that's placed in a very good time. I see why 420 is 420. Because if you imagine a whole bunch of people hot. No, high first. Let me say high. And hot. Because it was like 50 degrees that day. Pretty chilly. But it was warmer in the day. And there were, I mean, everybody's high. You know what I'm saying? I'm just there observing. I'm not going to say what I was doing. Observing, that's what I was doing. And everybody was just, you know, I got tired of observing. But it was a fun time. Wiz Khalifa killed it for real. But even though I left at like towards the end of that shit, but it was a good atmosphere. I love the Cannabis Fest. I feel like it should be like 4 times a year. Yeah. I wanted to add 20 somehow, but I don't know how to do that. But that was cool. But yeah, all I'm saying is if it was hot, it would be a catastrophe. Everybody would be faint, out of breath. It would be crazy. So, hooray to that. That was wonderful. It's like my 3rd time going. The Gugishan had a party. Big Goosh had a party. He's not here today. I do want to add that I need to get people in here. You know what I'm saying? It is my fault. I do have people. And I have people, guys. You know, like I said, you haven't seen. I'm on episode 135 today. And I have plenty of episodes you haven't seen. With plenty of guests. Like, sometimes I feel like I don't have guests on the show. But I've had so many fucking guests. So many. I've had sex guests. I've had angry guests. I've had... That wasn't the best thing to say first. I've had people who just... In different professions and shit. Army vets. Weed growers. I've had everybody on this goddamn show. And I got plenty more people to go. I've also realized, like I said, I got confidence issues. Also, just... I don't know. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking to people, man. Like, I'm not an introvert, or I don't want to. I don't think I'm an introvert. I guess I've been doing a lot of self-realization, man. Because it's like life is real. It's not boring, you know. You got to be thankful every day, but it's more like, yeah, why the fuck y'all don't try to have fun more? It's more like who I'm trying to have fun with. It's like people are constrained, like I don't drink. Like I've been holding this cup since I started the show. I haven't drunk it yet. It's been 10 minutes in. It's because I don't drink by myself, but I'm more like just fuck it. I haven't drunk in a while. I mean, last week I did get pretty fucked up, but you know, it's every once in a while. I'm not copping any pleas either. I don't give a fuck. It's okay to have a drink. But, like I'm saying, I've been wanting to have a drink with folks. And essentially put, I've moved things around in my life to have the least amount of responsibility. And everybody else has a lot of responsibility. And it's like, and I've said this numerous times on here, but it's more like, that's what's boring me. It's like, the world is fucked up. And I'm going to get to the fucked up part. It's not just the life. It's not people that have kids and shit like this. It's like alcoholics, you know what I'm saying? We can't keep drinking. I probably should stop drinking. But I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I just went to the skin doctor today. She said my skin was fine. You know what I'm saying? There's just some issues there and there. But skin's fine. And it made me confident, because when I finally go to the doctor, they're going to be like, oh, you're fine. And I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Why was everybody stressing? But no, I mean, I know I need to go to the doctor and shit often. But you have to believe in your ways. Believe in yourself. I was raised, I know about the health shit. You know what I'm saying? Not raised perfectly, but you know, anyway, everything in moderation, guys. I'll wrap that spill up. But I was meant to talk about the Gugisha throwing a party. It was a great party. We were downplaying and saying we didn't have too much fun. Because, you know, you can't tell too many people you're having fun. Because they'd be like, oh, damn, I ain't having fun. So fuck your fun. There's people like that out here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't naming no names. I just know there are people out here like that. That's why, you know, that's what I'm saying about earlier. It's like, life is so boring and you can't act the fuck out. You gotta worry about being judged. That's what I was battling. That's the whole confidence spill I was spewing there. It's just like, I gotta stop giving a fuck. Because for real, all of us, but mainly me, at this time that I'm trying to point out, we have an impact on everybody around us and we have to be ourselves. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I've been thinking about kids. I ain't got no goddamn kids, but you don't want to live a life. You only want fucking life, not doing shit. Or not doing shit is not the word, because, you know, I kind of strive to not do shit. But, you know, you want to do some good in the world. So whoever comes up behind you, hey, Desonia, happy birthday and happy belated to you. Okay, I don't know if I missed that or not, but you wanna leave a mark, you know? Cause I've been watching a lot of TV lately. I mean, I've always say that. I'm watching a lot of good TV lately. I've been reading a lot of shit, good shit lately, and the stories of the world. Every scene or every little story, all these movies and shit—they're all great stories. Where was I going with this? Shit. All I had was a sip. I gotta backtrack here. I kind of just lost my train of thought. But, shit. Fuck, I had a great point there. But, what am I trying to say? I don't know. You gotta do what the fuck you want out here. That's essentially what the fuck I'm trying to say. And, you know, I'm all about being good and shit. You know, you want to get to heaven, all that shit they say in the church. You know, you do your good. I was talking to somebody the other week, and they were like, they don't believe in heaven or a better place than this. Or you go to a better place. And I was like, damn. So you just think you die and you... That's it? Because I thought that about atheist. This person wasn't an atheist. And I was just like, they just think we die and we just stay in our bodies. The body's just done. And I was just like, that's fucking grim. But it could be the fucking case because nobody really fucking knows. But I feel like I'm rambling, so I'm going to move on because I can't remember my actual point. But it's all right. I'll repeat it another day. Shit I talk about all the time. But let me get to it. Yeah. What else happened? Let me figure out. Let me see if anything else happened. During the week. I'm playing a lot of Madden. I try to record myself. Like, I have a Twitch account, okay? I try to record myself. And I got my ass beat on that joint. That shit, it don't feel too good to lose. I mean, and it's not even that serious. It's more like I was recording that shit for y'all to see. Me kick somebody's ass, and I got my ass kicked. And I was very upset. I had to compartmentalize that shit. And was like, you know, this is a very high fucking, high level play of Madden I'm on. So, I don't know. As you guys can tell, I get mad about that shit. Hey, what's up, Teresa? Long time no see or hear. Glad for joining the Facebook. And prize her highly. I saw you earlier. And who that? Oh, what up, Marcus? What's happening? But essentially, what I'm trying to say is I'm very competitive, and I need to do that shit with people I know more. I feel like I don't know. I'm getting too good at shit that I'm not doing. Like, you know, you do the shit. You go venture off so you can be. And Marcus is one of the people. You want to be better than Marcus, which I am. I'm supremely better than him at Madden. But it's like, I've gotten so much better, it's like, damn, am I even having fun anymore? But I am, because I love getting better and better and better. Because at the same time, I'm raising him as a young pup. But I'm sure he's getting mad over there, like, yo, I taught you how to play, but nah, the nigga just let me play the game. But nah, shout out to Marcus JKG Wellness. He got his personal training going on, you know what I'm saying? Out there grinding. That nigga grinding hard. He working hard as shit. He took a little bit of time to get fucked up and chill with me. He thought I was doing shit for him, and he was doing shit for me. Shout out to JKG, y'all. But, yeah. That's what I've been doing. I've been masterminding. You always got to keep it going. Like, I think one of the things I wanted to say was, because the title of this episode is May the Force Be With You. Because we're going to start right here or start over. Some of us going to start. Some of us going to start over. You know what I'm saying? And get shit together. Because life is just a never-ending piece of shit. Like, literally just things I want to say. I can't really say too much because I know directly who it would affect. And I should say it because I don't want the wrong person to get the wrong idea. But it's like, oh, I'm a very organized person. And I feel like I've been living in too much unorganizationness for too long. And it's like, you're not fed up, but it's like, you know when police do stupid shit? Like, oh, you could be fucking stopping a better crime. You're like, oh, I could be worrying about other things. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I just handle that. But at the end of the day, if shit is fucking with you, then shit is fucking with you. And if you leave it alone, and it's going to jump out of you like fucking, Stephen Grant of Moon Knight, okay? Some of you don't know, but you will find out, because it's one of the best shows on Disney right now. But yeah, watch that. I'm caught up on that. I'm on episode 13 of Ozark. Please hold the spoilers, okay? I don't get people. Like, I watch it with my girl. She asks me questions. I'm like, yo, do you really want to know this shit and spoil the whole fucking secret? She's like, don't tell me shit then. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I could tell you everything. I could spoil this whole fucking shit. I'm doing it to kill time. What do you mean? What am I doing to kill time? I forgot what I was talking about earlier. Short attention span. I got that sass, y'all. But yeah, good TV, y'all. Good TV. I'm gonna see Doctor Strange tomorrow. Oh my god, I gotta start doing these shows, man. I gotta start doing these like reviews. Like my man likes to do reviews. I gotta get with John and do some movie reviews. Yeah, I'm so organized. Like I can't organize that shit into my podcast. I just like going episode 135, episode 136. I don't want to call something slight like a football analysis or a movie review. I don't want that to be a 136 or a 137. You know what I'm saying? I want that to be a separate thing. And I can't organize that, but I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me out with that. But yeah, just been getting shit together, but shit is together, okay? Okay, let me tell you how much the world is not. Oh yeah, it's Doctor Strange, play the game. Oh yeah, I do it to kill time. I do it to, like some lady tweeted something like 20 years ago, was like, niggas be not going outside doing stupid shit because video games save their lives. And literally that shit saves my life. Like that's one of the cops, the pleas that I cop, because I'm like, yeah, I can't be just playing video games all the time. But I only play one game. Like, I feel like it's a healthy obsession. Like, I don't even play GTA no more. But I miss it. But anyway, we'll get to it. Fuck it, y'all. Do what y'all want. Everything in moderation. I know to get up. Like, I don't know, but, like, the rule to drink by myself, I don't know if y'all got this rule. Because I know some of us watch a lot of TV, you know, all these fucking apps. And fuck Netflix. I don't know what they're thinking. You're going to raise your price and you're going to cut shows off? Fuck out of here. You're lucky I'm on Ozark. I mean, you better hope after Ozark, I don't tell the person that owns the account to turn it off. Because I don't own it. Why would I be mad? But anyway, looks like my stream is fucking up out there, but it's okay, guys. Just got to listen to this. Sorry about the video out there. Man, yeah, I can't say I love me some Doctor Strange. I just want to see all the shit that's gonna happen. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm a little kid about that shit. This is a great week. I'm going to concerts and shit. I'm watching Ozark. It's just been a great week. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to do everything I was doing. Actually, I had a very irritable ass day the other day. Monday ass Tuesday, but. Like I fucking said, the world, you just can't get shit to sit still. It's all right. It's all right. We're all going through it. Some of y'all got worse shit to deal with, and that's why I can't give too much of a fuck. But let me move on. But I got time tonight. I ain't got shit to do but go to sleep. Okay, so this is some old news, but I found out that, you know, this COVID shit's still going on, unfortunately. I found out that people that wear glasses are least likely to get COVID. I just gotta say that, you know, nigga been COVID free. So I guess the shit is right. But that's what's up. Still thinking some bullshit though, y'all. But y'all know I ain't gonna say that too much, too loud. I don't know where to start, honestly. I start with the most recent shit. Fucking Dave Chappelle got ran up on. I just seen Chris Rock and Will Smith. You know, those distinguished people, distinguished slappers out here. And now we just got random motherfuckers which look like the knife gun. Like, I don't know how he got that past security, running up on people. Trying to do them harm. And Dave Chappelle. That's our Dave Chappelle. Okay? And, you know, I'm a person who, you know, I love comedy. I'm glad we have the freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? It's a cherishable thing right there when you don't have much freedoms or you don't have ultimate freedom. But, I don't know, man. Lately, I've been feeling like a lot of the world is fucked up. At the end of the day, people are still this corrupt ass people in this world that are powerful. And I believe that. That's when I don't know how many people believe that, you know what I'm saying? I do feel like the world is like, well, I don't know. I don't know the math on how people think, but people don't all think alike. And I want to believe things could be better, you know what I'm saying? And people could be not be corrupt, you know, and I can actually put things in the right place and actually do good for mankind. But I don't know. So I'm trying to battle saying people are getting more sensitive. Like, you know, now more than ever, we're dealing with mental health. More than ever. Like, oh, well, how are you feeling? And nobody really asks you that. And people still, I will say that people don't naturally ask me that, like, generally. Some people do. Some people do it to be a prick. I don't usually use that word, but some people do that to, you know, when they know they're pissing you off. So I understand, like, it's a mental warfare these days. And I feel like the shit is, like, unnecessary, because it ain't just happening to me. I ain't just talking shit right here. I'm not making this shit up. And I know, I mean, I wish somebody can sit here with me and agree, but it's okay. I'm gonna just go ahead and run with this. But it's just like, I know people be fucking going through it. I know the social media is getting to people. If you're lucky to not have social media, the world is still getting to you. So, I'm just trying to say I'm here for you, and I understand, and I can understand. I'm obnoxious as everyone. Like I was trying to say earlier that I just realized that people are just not perfect. There are no good guys. You cannot live life being a good guy all the time. You're always gonna do one thing, or there's gonna be something. You know, and gladly most people and all people that I know don't do that one great bad thing, but you know, I don't know, it can happen to anybody, and it can happen on accident, and I don't know, it's just, I don't know, the world could be cruel to you if you're fucking up. The world is almost at its climax. It's a fucking multiverse. It's like the multiverse is collapsing, but no, the world is at its climax. Nah, I don't believe in that. I got a dad who's 80 years old. So this motherfucker's seen this shit. He's seen everything except actual fucking slavery. He's seen some of it, and then he's seen, like, I mean, I don't, you know, he hasn't seen everything, but he's seen a lot. It's a lot more than us. 3 times more than me. More than most of us. And just having that is just amazing by itself, but I mean, I guess I say that to say this world is not survivable, but I don't even know why I was saying that. I kind of just lost my train of thought again. But no, I mean, that's why I believe. That's why I have this strong faith, I guess. I mean, there's my belief in God. Sometimes I feel like I'm a bit, I was gonna say I'm ignorant. If y'all see, I battle myself from saying something 3 times this show, trying to say, well, I'm gonna stick with this, but it's just like not trying to. Damn, forgot what I was saying again. Not trying to say something with something, because I don't want it to be that. But damn, let me just skip all that and go back to the world is getting sensitive, but it's the culmination of the world getting crazy. But the world is not. I don't believe in the word crazy, so. Comedians unite, gang gang. Oh, the concert, Broccoli Fest. You can't say hello without someone getting sucked. Bring me high, then bring me down low. Yes, tiptoeing to destruction. Sensitivity and guns are rapidly growing. Okay, boom. Thank you for keeping me focused, because I was definitely losing my train of thought. I keep losing the great points that I'm trying to make. And I am working on making a better notes here, but I'm, you know, I really just be freestyling this podcast shit. It ain't nothing. It's just coming on. It's like having a diary that I'm letting y'all read, and it's okay. But, yeah, man, like she said, the guns. Damn, my video keeps going out, but the podcast is still rolling, so that's cool. It's going to make y'all tune back in later. But, yeah, the guns, like, I put guns in Georgia. Let me see what it was, because I feel like They allow people to conceal carry even without a license. Let me put guns, Georgia. Oh, wow. It pulled up weapons for, it pulled up, it was trying to sell me guns to buy in Georgia. FBI is going to be like, oh, we got one. allow residents to carry a concealed gun in public without a permit. The Georgia law does not apply to people who are barred from handgun ownership for other reasons, such as minors and convicted felons who have not had their civil rights restored. It still bans guns in airports and secure government buildings. But yeah, I don't know. At the end of the day, I feel like there's nothing you can do. Once there was the creation of a gun, everybody's going to do their stuff to protect themselves from some type of shit like that. So whoever did that shit, it's fucking, they did it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You can protect yourself from a fucking lion. Good job. But now a person gets tired of people lying and now they fucking shooting everybody. I mean, I don't know. But this is just crazy, man. And then what I really wanted to talk about with the most recent thing was the fucking abortion bill, Roe versus Wade, about allowing women to be have abortions legally, I suppose. It doesn't mean you can't have it, you know. It's not illegal in every state, but you know, you just can't have it in most states or in some states. But I don't know. I love the tune of, you know, if you're not a woman, you shouldn't. I don't know who voted for that shit. Because I wonder if Ketanji. Well, I don't want to say that either, because I feel like there's also, it's the houses or the Supreme Court is still like tiptoeing in somebody else's favor. I mean, somebody else's favor, because it ain't our favor, right? Who wants that? But yeah, I'm on the side of if you're not a woman, you can't tell women what to do. So it should have been the women judging. And the women lawmakers having it out. And I don't know. I'm gonna simplify it like that. I also want to simplify it this way, is that they want women to, these nuts want women to capture our nuts, even though there's a whole bunch of other nuts that go inside. I'm gonna be very vulgar real quick. And I'm sorry, but fuck it. That's how vulgar the world is. In that gut, and they die too. They die. There's like millions going in the gut. And they die. Only one can get into the egg, or maybe eight at the same time. I don't know how it works all the time, all right? Don't give me vagina lessons right now. But, and then not to mention people who masturbate. Like, just imagine all the fucking nuts people have wasted. It just, what do people do? Nothing socks? Nothing, I don't know. I know, but I'm not gonna reveal. But I mean, we're killing babies at the same time. Like, if you know, I gotta be a little bit more straightforward here, but like, I don't get that. Like, why do they have to control whether or not they want people to have babies? Like, it's expensive. I mean, now I am to speak on it briefly. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's to look at it from a surface point of view. You just don't want life to die. You know what I'm saying? Especially if, you know, they were coming, but I don't know. I'm not going to even go that deep because I don't even want to go there. But the fact that it's happening right now, and it's a possibility that it won't stand or stick, but I don't know, man. Like, where the fuck is the world going? May the fourth be with you, ladies, okay? Because it's wild. Oh, you're back. They should mind their own business and allow us women to do what we want to do with our bodies. You know, Teresa, this reminds me from back in the day. You used to be there in the beginning of Heezy's World, like episode one and all that shit. I appreciate it. It's taking me back. Anyway, it's done being sentimental, but you're not going to tell me if I got raped and pregnant in the process that I need to keep the child. Has my child set up for adoption for them to find me later on in life? No. Make a law saying that guys have to have a vasectomy at 50 years old. I mean, I agree, you shouldn't be telling women what to do. I mean, women, a man shouldn't be telling women what to do. We don't have that shit. Now, you know, I got something else to say, because I don't know if y'all heard about that trans raping. Okay, there was somebody who was trans and went to jail and raped somebody. Like, I know people are identifying as whatever the fuck they want to identify with. I'm identifying as a cup. Drink me. But that's what, maybe they're living in their world. Maybe the government is steps ahead of us. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we know that's not the case. I mean, I don't know, man. Some people are voting out there and we can't fucking stop them, okay? I mean, we can. We're supposed to vote. I don't particularly believe in voting. I do vote, though. Okay? You can't make me go to the doctor and vote. But okay, but I don't believe in that shit. Man, I was just watching Ozark and they gonna say something about buying. Let me tell you, I think Ozark is trying to expose, like, I think, what's the white boy's name with the great stare? I forgot his name. Jason Bateman. I think that's his name. But I think he's trying to expose. I'm nodding him as the creator of the show. I really don't know. So, but he's in that show, and I feel like whoever's created that show is trying to get us to understand how these wicked people work. These wicked rich people. But I just wanted to put that out there. Side note, you know what I'm saying? Girl was like, yeah, that's fucking true. But, yeah, I don't know. As far as that vasectomy shit, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and process that real quick. Like Jason Bateman. Let me stare aimlessly, like, I don't think I can. I understand why we shouldn't get a vasectomy, but I mean, we should get a vasectomy. I mean, because what the fuck are we going to be doing at 50? That's why I've been thinking about kids. Did I say that earlier? I think I said that, because I don't want to sound crazy right now. But I've been thinking about that shit. Like, I'm getting old. I'm not old, but I will be old. Like, I want to see my kid turn to 50. Shit. So it's like, fuck. I mean, I guess that's what my dad did. But nah, man, I'm not trying to be like that. Yeah, man. I really don't know. But yeah, let me go back to that trans shit. Like, I don't mean to use the word trans loosely. I really don't know how to use it, for real. Oh, this is an article. I don't want to read the article. I just want to look at a link or something. Oh. Why do you open like that? Oh, it's not available. Man, y'all should have heard of it. I think somebody was trans, and I don't know how it worked. I don't know which way. I don't know if they was woman turned man or man turned woman, or in what jail. I'm starting to think it should just be co-ed jails, but that would give prisoners a lot of freedom. But, I mean, hey. What if... I'm going to go ahead and say this. It's a thought that ran through my mind. People can have thoughts, right? But what if people were turning trans just so they can break the law? So they can go to prison and live wonderfully. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that you live a wonderful life in prison. I'm really not saying that. But, you know, I have to imagine that people in prison are very hot and they miss sex. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but I feel like you guys understand where I'm going with this. Like, seriously. Like, what if? What if? No, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get rushed like Dave Chappelle. I'm not doing that, y'all. I don't understand. You know what? I'm moving on. You got no one to stop. You got no one to be confident, and you also got no one to stop. And I'm going to just stop. Okay, another thing that I don't know if y'all saw. Let me see if I can pull it up. And this is old news. This is shit that I learned in, while I was gone. Since I've been gone. Like, y'all heard about Ethiopia being, like, back in time? Like, I've been saying this. Like, I've been saying we should go buy our own calendar. I've been saying, like, I want to go buy my own calendar. Every 1,000 days, we turn a year. You know what I'm saying? We would be 369. Let's say 12. So 4 years, you'd be one, sort of. Every 3.5 years, you'd be one. So I'd be fucking 11 or 13 or some shit like that. And wouldn't that be awesome? Shit. Everybody would be old. Where's the... I don't think so. All right, I'm trying to find a video so I can hear it real quick, but I don't know. And I hope I ain't breaking no fucking social media laws. I really don't give a shit. Where is it? But anyway, they're like in 2014, yo. They go by another type of calendar. And, yeah. I really don't know. I've just been saying that. And it's wild. It's, you have to think about that. Like, we are being controlled. Like, some people say, like, time is a concept or some shit like that. I don't know. Or whatever the fuck they be saying. Like, it doesn't exist. I mean, it exists. Like, 5 seconds is 5 seconds. So, I don't know. But yeah, they're in like, here it is. Let me see.
I find very interesting about Ethiopia. And I thought about this because my cousin had sent me a video that I'll link. But Ethiopia is behind like 7 years. You know what I'm saying? They have their own time zone. They have their own date. And I didn't know this until my Ethiopian family friend turned auntie told me that. And I was like, whoa, that's mad weird, but okay. But what's interesting is the fact that Ethiopia is in a completely different time. But what else is interesting about Ethiopia? That was the only African country to not get colonized by white people. Ooh. They don't follow the group.
I forgot about that part of the video. I wasn't trying to start shit like that. But that's fucking interesting. And that was a great point. And I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, the more you fucking know, guys, a little star just floated across. You guys just missed it. Yeah, back to the world being sensitive. I don't know. Because that was on my mind. The world is... I don't know. I really don't know, you guys. You know, there's a lot of self-healing these days. You're always looking at these posts where women are like, I am woman. They be having these videos. Let me see if I can find one. I feel like I can find one in like an instant. You don't know me. You just know my
yeah, so I'm not going to pay that.
My example. No, see, I don't like that type of shit, so it don't show up on my damn feed. I really feel like it could pop up. But you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to try to... Anyway. Everybody's like healing and shit. And I just feel like, yo. Like I said, I got an 80-year-old man that don't know nothing about that shit. Like healing. The fuck? Eat them scars. I don't know if you'd say that. I don't know. I don't know, not to mention to get the eggplant. I'm lost understanding there. But yeah, man, I don't know. I always think about those, and maybe it was TV or maybe it was actual people be like, you know, I always think about this Bill Cosby joke when he was like all these kids today's with all these sneakers. Back in my day, we didn't have feet. You know what I'm saying? We was just walking them on our ankles and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, not seriously, but come on. You know, essentially, that's kind of what it was. We didn't have no cell phones. They didn't have no cell phones back then. They ain't have shit. And I always battle with the cell phone. I was talking, chatting online with somebody about how I admit defeat to the cell phone or to the apps. Like, I cannot stop myself. I mean, I can. I'm conscious of it, but it's more like, yo, I'm still fucking scrolling through the Instagram for no reason. I'm just sitting here fucking interested in everybody else's life but my own. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I know that shit's happening to everybody else. And the person was like, yeah, I can't concentrate on stuff. And I'm just like, that's what it is. If you have a phone, it's not good to do work in that phone. I mean, and I told them that I'm a person that likes to live with distractions because you have to battle it. Like, I don't take medicine. I'm like, hey, you got to heal, self-heal. That's the self-healing for me. I don't take no medicine and spa treatments and shit. It's like, nah, that is part of self-healing. But Y'all understand what I'm trying to say. But yeah, this whiskey, I guess, is working. I'm barely drinking this bitch. I mean, I did have a lot of ice, and it's not a lot of ice now. But anyway, Eminem has been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought he already was. All right, random breaking news. But yeah, you guys already knew that was going to happen. Oh, LL Cool J was the last time, or something like that, maybe. Anyway, moving on. Hey, Deja, what's happening? So I was saying all that to say, I don't know what people think about Elon Musk owning Twitter. I'm a Twitter user. I do love Twitter as much as I love the other social medias. I do feel like Twitter is kind of the best one because you can do all of the three things in one on that one. You know, you can't have words on a square. Well, we do have words, but they're in the words in the way of memes. I guess Twitter tweets are like memes nowadays. But anyway, fucking Twitter seems like a very open space, and it seems like where you can easily see where people are talking like you. Now, there are a lot of bots and shit, people that are not real on the motherfucker, people who are just, you know, do everything for clout. But that's actually a human thing. But what I'm trying to say is that I want to believe Elon Musk. Well, I don't believe Elon Musk. I don't believe billionaires really have a good sense of reality. But what do I know? I don't know any billionaires. But I want to hope he can actually change the platform to where people can speak freely. But I don't know. I don't want to go backwards. I mean, this is not really a main thought. I don't really give a fuck. But it's just my thoughts on Twitter these days is that I hope he can make a mainstay for fucking actual freedom of speech. Like, whatever you can say, Trump can be on there. People who want to say whatever the fuck they want to say. Like, I'm not even going to say my unpopular opinion right now. I hate doing that, guys. But, you know, people who do really fucked up shit, I want to hear from them. But that can lead it into charges in their life. So I don't know how freely, like, I don't know. What I'm asking for is just no more censorship. That's what I'm asking for. I don't want to hear from all the other shit, crazy shit like I was saying. But, yeah. So, I guess shout out to Elon Musk. I had a friend that just went to Vegas. And he says Vegas is pretty much turning to a Tesla-opolis. Okay? Essentially, there's like no taxis but Teslas. And there's like roads for Teslas in Vegas. I've never been to Vegas. I gotta go. Speaking on traveling, it was a side note on traveling, because I don't think people understand how I like to travel. Now, I have been hip that traveling is good for you. It's like I hate the process of traveling. I don't know if it's like passed down from my dad, because he always gets in the way when he's about to travel. Now I get in the way when I'm about to travel, because it's like you're leaving your home. And you're also going somewhere and you're paying all this money and you possibly can have a bad time. Something possibly can go wrong while you're away from home. It's so much like stress. And like, I don't know how people live in those moments. Like, I understand beautiful scenes, but it's like you have to go back to real life. And this shit is some fake shit too. They stole this land. Well, I'm not gonna go. This land is. It's not, it's just some made up shit. People with money made this so they can make money off of us. Okay, it's not real. It's not authentic. As authentic as they make it. I mean, that's how I feel about traveling. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I just don't believe, I'm not, you know? Like, traveling to me is like actually going to the jungles of the Amazon and like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I like going to the beach. I love the fucking beach. I love blue waters. I love good warm weather. You know what I'm saying? Good sun. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful ladies. You know what I'm saying? All that. I love all that. But I'm not into spending all my hard-earned money on fucking traveling. I mean, and it's like, I don't know. Do people hear the hypocrisy in that? The reason why I'm like eating my words a little bit is because people have argued me down on this shit. And I'm just like, whatever. But to each his own at the end of the day. But, man, what I want to say about traveling is that, I love to do it with people. Experiences, memories, and lessons? No, not really lessons. But I love doing it with people. It's like, the more you do alone, I don't know, you just do it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's the extrovert in me talking, so let me put it that way. You gotta enjoy the moment. It's temporary, but it's a memory. And like I said, I enjoyed every time I've traveled, but it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I wish I was out of debt. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had money, a surplus of money. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wish. That's what I really want. But I want to travel. But I have to work. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, oh, why can't I just, like, why can't we live these lives like people in the movies? Like the Avengers. They don't seem like they got nothing else to do but save the world. It's like, how the fuck do you have time like this? I mean, I guess the world's about to end, like niggas snapping niggas away in an instant and shit like that. But I want to play bad. Nah, y'all get what I'm saying out there. I hope y'all understand. I'm not being very hypocritical, very with the hypocrisy and shit. But it's my little bit on traveling, guys. I think it's about the memory with people at the end of the day. If you're out there and you're alone and you're just enjoying it, but you're alone. Like, I don't think if you do things alone, you enjoy that. Like, drinking, for one, is one of my favorite things to do with others. And, you know, people barely want to do that these days because they don't know how to drink. You know what I'm saying? There's no shots at anyone. I'm just saying, people can't drink. People can't drink for legitimate medical reasons. People can't drink because they can't drink. They get too fucked up. People can't drink because they got kids. They got to go home and do all that shit. You know, it's legitimate good reasons. You have healthy reasons to do whatever. But, you know, I like to let loose. I was looking at this article the other day. It was like, people who would, if they live a sober life, you'll live a happier life. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. You doctors don't know shit. Always, because you always hear, I've also heard these old people, 90 years old, 100. I got fucked up every day. I smoked all the cigarettes. And I don't like cigarettes. I don't promote that. But they be doing that shit and they be all right. I know some people get the worst of the worst cancer. Got to speak out the box. You know what I'm saying? No jokes on that. But, I mean, smoking, you did that. Okay? So I can't make a joke. So, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, man, you make your own bed in this life. And that's essentially what I'm saying in this world. World is fucking crazy. And may the force be with you guys. Because that's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I got a great support system. Got a great friends and family. You know what I'm saying? Is that Mikhail? Or she's a Vibe 7. Welcome. What's up? Is that Rich? What's up, Rich? But yeah, man. Just, you got to live, man. I hope I don't be like sounding, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to help people out there. There's people out there listening to me. There's people out there in Africa. Shout out to my man. I never got your name. My boy from Africa, he got a podcast and I forgot the name of the podcast. Put it in, you know, you see this, you'll be mad that I didn't say the name of your podcast. And you tell me the name of your podcast and I'll shout you out next time, my Kenyan friend. And everybody else that's watching. Got the Ukrainians on there. Ooh, let me tell you about my conspiracy theory this month. All right. So you know there's all these white people, you know. I mean, all right, let me say this a little bit more grimly. Because there's war going on, people dying, kids, all that shit. Very fucked up shit going on. But I'm a conspiracy theorist. I own it now. And, like, what if it wasn't going on? What if it was just, like, some type of way to get funds and white people are getting richer again. This is their way of getting rich. Is there no more slavery? No. And I'm really cringing saying this, okay? But I'm just letting y'all know the way the conspiracy mind thinks, okay? I'm not the only one that thinks shit like this. And there's way worse conspiracy theorists out there. Okay? I'm only thinking this. I don't believe it. I don't know. The best thing you can say in this world about something you don't know is you don't know. But don't fall asleep out here, guys. You know? I know woke culture is a bit fucking annoying at some points, but don't fall asleep. Don't sleep. Stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready. Those are some of the greatest lessons you'll ever learn, kids, if any kids are on here. My man from Kenya is a kid. He's young. Man, I'm gonna have to look his name up, but I can't find that. It's too much. But yeah. Oh, I saw this, and I was like, this is shit that makes me think people are sensitive.
When Rose crossed this video. Okay. You have two books. One book is full of all the negative things everyone you've come in contact with has said about you. And the second book is full of all the positive things everyone you've come in contact with has said about you. Which one are you reading? You can only read one. You pick one up, and the book and the second book vanishes. So you could only read one.
All right, fuck ultimatums. Let me tell you that right now. I don't like ultimatums or titles. Fuck that shit. That shit is pure evil. It's like, nah, it's kind of evil. It's like evil that you don't know that you're making. Anyway, it's not that serious. But how, like, I don't know how people feel. Like, I personally don't give a fuck what people think. I mean, I am learning to care. But I wonder how people, what people would choose if you would like to know what people negatively thought about you or all the great things. Personally, I would pick great things. I would like to know all the great things people say. But that was my answer on that. That was an old post, something I needed to get to. But, yeah. Only worry about the good things, y'all. And I've learned, I mean, I'm seeing more and more that the negativity in your life kind of constructs the way you are. Like I'm telling you guys, a lot of self-realization, you know what I'm saying? As you get older, it just happens automatically. I'm not just over here trying to tell y'all to fucking realize shit. It just fucking happens. And it's like a lot of negative things stick with you, whether you like it or not. You want to prevent the worst shit from happening. Like, No Books and Coffee. Shout out to her. She's not looking at my podcast. Is that Julia? Hey, Julia, what's happening? But, No Books and Coffee. She's talking about, we got to stop surviving. And I kind of felt like it was personal. I kind of felt attacked. I should have commented so we could have laughed about it. But, you got to stop surviving. I mean, I look at it deeper. I don't know if she meant it deeper. But I do look at myself as a survivor. Like I was just saying, like, you don't want bad shit to happen to you. It's hard for me to say I had a rough past. I didn't have a rough past. Was nothing that bad going on. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm in the middle class, but I had middle class people. I don't know. I don't have that. I don't know. If a therapist was here, they'd be like, no, validate yourself. I still don't go to therapy yet, y'all, but I know. I know. But, damn, what was I trying to say? I just fucking go off into a fucking whatever. But yeah, let's worry about the positive shit. I really forgot what I was saying there. It's happened a lot. I swear it's not the liquor. I don't know. I'm not that pure of a person, okay? Some things make me forget. The surviving. There we go. Yeah, don't survive, but how I wanted to say it, the deeper meaning of that is you have to, and this is not what she was saying, this is what I'm saying. I don't know if she was saying this. Let me put it that way. But you have to, like, how crazy this world is, you have to somehow find having faith. Finding faith is, I guess, very important. Or having a purpose for my atheists out there. is your key. Is your fucking key. Now, I don't know, there's an obsession thing going on there. You don't want to obsess in things because there are important things going on around you. But I don't know. This is what the world's telling me to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm trying to help out because I feel like this is helpful news. What up, Judy? You left Instagram to come to Facebook? What's up? You ain't fucking with Facebook? I mean Instagram. I guess I'm getting a little lit. But yeah. People doing crazy things. So let me get to this other shit. So yeah, people doing crazy things. Like, why the fuck would somebody drink a diarrhea smoothie? Let me tell y'all, people out here getting... So I'm only thinking this man needed money. So man swallows diarrhea-inducing bacteria-filled drink. Gotta move in for this one. As part of paid clinical trial, a man drank a beverage that included bacteria that's typically found in infected poop as part of science research. A Shigella-related infection is a condition that affects your digestive system. The bacteria can cause bloody diarrhea, stomach pain, and fever. The Shigella infection is extremely contagious and can be passed on to people through contaminated food, water, or poorly washed hands. In some cases, a Shigella infection is called bacillary dysentery, which means diarrhea that contains blood or mucus. It's part of an 11-day inpatient trial to test the effectiveness of a Shigella vaccine. 16 healthy young adults drank a mixed drink that contained Shigella bacteria. That's fucking nasty. Like, what the hell? What the fuck, man? Oh, it's blurry? Damn, my bad, Instagram. I'm gonna get this internet fixed. That's one of my other problems. That's why I haven't really been on this bitch, too. But we gonna get that together, too. I'm all about the law of less effort. I don't want to do too much to do things. Hey, what's up, Long Tongue God? Y'all got to check her out. Go to her Instagram page and check her out. She is the God. That's all I will say. Yeah. That's nasty. But you know what else is nasty? Fucking Tropicana is going to release a fucking cereal. Hey, what's up? Tropicana is going to release a cereal made for orange juice instead of milk. Now, on the surface of this, it sounds like it could be a healthy thing. Now, I know milk, we're learning that milk from a cow is not good for us humans, okay? I'm on the oat milk phase. I went on the almond milk run a little while ago. But the oat milk phase is working out. But I still don't drink much milk, period. So, I don't know how the fuck they're going to get this to go through. Let me see. For the lactose intolerant folks of the world who still want to enjoy cereal, Tropicana has delivered a new cereal that is meant to be paired with orange juice instead of milk. According to the company, the new Tropicana Crunch, made of honey almond clusters, that don't go with orange. It's not for dairy products or the closed-minded. While this idea may appear far-fetched to some, the company conducted a study that found 15 million Americans have tried orange juice in their cereal instead of milk. That is something else. Cow's milk is disgusting. Yes, we know. Yes. Yes, I'm glad people know. I mean, everybody knows now. You know, this is the bad part of being a conspiracy theorist. It's like, okay, what if the milk was good for us? Why all of a sudden we letting shit go? Because I was raised on fucking... I used to eat cereal like a bitch. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. And anytime I got the munchies, you know what I'm saying? I always ate fucking cereal. Man, I got a box of Fruity Pebbles right now. You know what I'm saying? But, I used to fuck shit up. I used to drink the fucking milk like it was nothing. I never went as far as folks that I see on TV drinking milk with their dinner. Like, how do you do that shit? Like, how do you eat chicken? Or how do you eat a rib and some cabbage and whatever the fuck? How do you eat anything dinner-like and drink milk with it? That is just terrible. Cookies and milk. I never understand. This must be for people like this, because I never understand people who used to... Like, back when I was a kid, I used to be really disgusted with people who would drink Kool-Aid with their fucking cookies. Or cake with juice. Like, that's where you bring the milk out. See, this is back... This is my milk days. This is the milk heezy talking. You have to... Your cookies, your cake, your pastries... You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm taking too far, but cookies for sure. I mean, and cake, I mean, I guess that's overkill, but cookies at least. And not with chicken. Not with chicken. Man, I seen this dude at a baseball game. I seen a fucking post. This dude dipping his hot dog in his fucking beer. Like, I mean, that sounds more healthy than chicken and milk, but I don't know. To each his own. I was watching that show, with the pranksters, with the four dudes who are now three dudes. They blended a fucking hot dog and drank the shit. And then one of the people who drank the shit was going to say it was good. It was unsuspecting people, but I never know how real that shit was. I tried it once because of the movie Billboard Dad as a kid, Mary Kate and Ashley. I never will give up cow's milk. I love it. Oh, shit. Hey, man. I mean, all right. So, but if you're still with me now, I know my service is a little shaky. When you drink the cow's milk, do you actually get the mucus? Because that's what I feel like. I mean, I be trying to connect shit. You know, I feel like, you know, conspiracy theory. CTs. Let's call them CTs. I got to bring my words back. Like canalis and shit like that. FAPs. I mean, not FAPs. What was the other word I was using? Anyway. CTs like me. Oh, shit. What was I about to say? Fuck. I was about to talk about the mucus. So, do you get the mucus? I forgot what I was about to say. I was about to say something. Fuck. That shit probably blows y'all up and be like, what the fuck were you about to say? Look, I'm doing this shit raw. Nobody else does this. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, I don't know what you said. But, I don't know what you're talking about. But, I don't unless I'm sick, and I don't drink it if I'm sick. I'm not gonna lie, I had one of those moments where I lost the fuck I was talking about, but we'll get it back at some point. But yeah, that's crazy. You see all these news things that I brought up is fucking crazy, yo. Oh. I saw that lady that fell between the train. Like, that shit like that makes me believe in God. Like, how the fuck this lady, it was in Argentina. This lady just falls out, like, dazed. Just whoop, 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 falls in while the train is coming in. A train, guys. I'm not talking about a fucking stroller. Falls in the little slot where a human shouldn't even fit. She falls in there. I mean, I don't know how these metros go over there. And she fucking survives. She just falls. She passes out while she's walking and falls into a fucking slit and lives. Now, I was looking for the story before I got here, and I was just like, yeah, because I wanted to know, like, her story. Like, maybe she got fucked up, and they're just like, oh, she lived. Don't worry. But what the fuck? That type of shit makes me believe. Oh, juice and cookies. Oh, Zaliga. But actually, I do that now. Like, matter of fact, well, I don't. I'll drink water. Like, I had some Reese cookies, chewy cookies with the bomb. And, yeah, I drank water with it. I'll drink water. I don't think I can, I don't know. I'm over that shit, but it still lingers, like, milk with cookies. But actually, I don't even drink fucking, I can't drink oat milk by itself. It has to be with cereal. Like, nah, I'm not going there. Oh, that was a conspiracy theory. I told y'all I'd bring it back. I got y'all. Don't worry about me. People that got allergies, like the milk. Like, why the fuck people got allergies? I've never had allergies. Now, there's other type of allergies, but the allergies to pollen and shit. So now, I, you know, as a CT, I connect the dots of allergies, mucus, milk. So I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers with allergies, they're making them buy milk so they can make them buy Zyrtec. Oh, so the Zyrtec motherfuckers is in this. But, yeah, I drank oat milk and almond, well, I have drank almond milk, but I didn't like it that much. I like oat milk now. Oh, so you do drink, stop, because of the mucus. Okay, so you're aware. So it's like, we raised on this shit, but I don't know. If you know better, you do better. But I don't know. As an adult, I'm not gonna lie. It does seem like we're avoiding the facts these days. Excuse me. The facts these days with not trusting what we read and shit. I don't know if it's a ploy or I don't know if it's a safety net. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, don't trust everything. I had to explain to my dad what a conspiracy theorist was. And he was like, well, yeah, you shouldn't believe shit. But he believes in all the shit. And I'm like, I'd be so surprised. I'd be like, dad, you ain't even lived through all this shit and you'd be, for real? Well, I stopped drinking So Yummy because of some mucus. Okay, all right. Now, let's clarify something here. There is no such thing as yummy milk, okay? I mean, unless you swirl your cookie. Back in the day, you swirl that Oreo in there. Sometimes you drop your Oreo. You're like, oops, it broke off. It was too soggy. And you drink that, that might be bomb. But nah, I'm not a milk drinker like that. Not like that. I'm still here, guys. Let's just... I drink a little watery. But yeah. Feels good to be back, man. Got some viewers viewing and shit. What's up? What's up, I am Jasmine Nicole, Heather Joanne. Man, y'all shouldn't put y'all names in this shit if y'all don't want your names. I need to get some at names, some nicknames. Man, I used to put some sugar in my milk and warm that bitch up. Damn, you took me back with that one. I used to do the same fucking thing. Damn, what did we used to do? Man, my sisters used to put fucking cinnamon with the peanut butter and jelly. Oh, man. That took me back. You just opened up a fucking memory bank in my mind just now. That shit opened up the first time my sister Benita made me drink salt to fucking clean a wound in my mouth. I was like, why the fuck am I drinking salt? And little did I know, that shit worked. Check out Benita. Didn't know she was a doctor back then. That was some impressive shit for a young ass girl. Now that I think about it. You see how certain shit, that's how I am, guys, too. That's a key thing to know about me. That's some personal shit right there. Is I have terrible memory until you can actually bring me a fucking point of that memory. Like, even when I'm drinking. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. Some of those memories are fucking gone. But it's like certain, like, I have a terrible way of trying to remember shit. But you say certain things. That's why I'm big on doing things with people. There we have it. This whole thing, see, it's all connected with me. You see? Go back, listen to the episode if you just got here. But, yeah, man. Yeah. But that was the shit back then. Man, we used to put the sugar in the milk and then fucking cinnamon, peanut butter, jelly sandwich. Boy, the sugar rushes we should have had. All right, what else? All right, talk about Netflix. Oh, the $500 wedding.
Pull it off. She started with the dress, which cost just $47.
Okay. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on a dress because I had the mindset, I'm going to wear this one time for a few hours.
Then she found the perfect location right off the freeway. Keyword being free. Mm. And for the reception, guests paid for their food and drinks themselves.
Mm. The people we had there, they understood the assignment. They understood the things that we were trying to do.
Understood the assignment.
How did Kiara pull it off?
So, what I just played there, guys, the woman spent $500 on her wedding. That's, now, I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, especially my woman, but, you know, that's the woman of my dreams right there. That understands that that shit shouldn't cost like that. You shouldn't spend so much. And I think she understands that, actually. But you shouldn't spend your whole fucking life's worth on your fucking wedding. I do not get that. Now, I do. Well, I mean, you want things to be nice. I get that. You know what? I'm battling myself again. I don't know. We should call this something. This has to be something, some type of diagnosis. Yeah, I did talk about Dave Chappelle, but yeah, man, a $500 wedding. That's logical as shit. I feel like that's another conspiracy theory. They try to just make us. They're just trying to make bank off the shit they know we're gonna do. They know humans are going to do stupid shit. Like, I mean, not stupid shit. Well, I mean, we haven't come to a consensus on what is not stupid and what is stupid with marriage being involved. I still think it's like 49-51, and I ain't going to say which one won. But, yeah, that's a woman I understand. Like, I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all don't, I mean, I'm not trying to say every lady. So many ladies I know. Okay? But some of y'all, and the majority of y'all, y'all like to throw logic out the window. I was going to say I'm not logical, but I'll put it that y'all like to throw logic out the window. fuck would make sense. This is what the fuck I think should be happening, okay? Women, you know, and that's why, not a good joke. I was about to say something about Roe v. Wade, but nah, that's not, I'm not on that side of the bullshit. And I did talk about that early. Yes, speaking of Julia, I did talk about the Roe v. Wade. You gotta tune back. You gotta come in early. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I know I don't announce myself when I leave or when I come. You know what I'm saying? Just like a man, right? Where's the badoom ching when you need it? But yeah, I talked about it. It's some fucked up shit. The world's fucked up. I'm talking about a lot of fucked up shit. All right, so I think that's my last bit of news. I talked about everything. I talked about everything. I deleted some things because they were too old. But yeah, Drake trolled. I mean, I don't know if this is real. I saw it on the internet. I just ran with it. But Drake, which I don't know usually to respond to trolls, but some dude with me. I think I screenshotted it. Oh yeah. All right. So was this a tweet or an Instagram? All right, it's an Instagram post. Drake was like, imagine your son makes the league and he's Ja or Melo or Lonzo. All you can do is be elated and competitive and over supportive, and it's right, and it's a rite of passage to that. The OGs talk shit. I know I'm gonna be this way even if my son isn't a Rubik's Cube competition. And then somebody said, your son probably played with ghostwriters. So Drake says, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. And I just thought about that shit. Cause I've seen, I'm aware. Like, I feel like we all are aware of what social media does to all of us. But we still fucking, it's like, I don't know, you have to use social media and not, you know, be part of it. You know what I'm saying? But imagine Drake following your wife. Like, that'll fuck you up. Like, imagine she start feeling herself like, oh, Drake just followed me. Oh my God. And then she start posting. She don't even post. Imagine she don't even post. Like, she just had a post from 3 years ago. Like, I don't understand that shit either. How motherfuckers be active on shit and don't. I mean, you know, do what the fuck you want. Actually, that's me being a social media fucking idiot. I don't even care no more. I barely post too, but I'm trying to get back to it because it draws attraction. And I need it for my podcast because the dollars. But, imagine SZA going at your nigga. Like, I don't know. Your SZA is a beautiful woman. Them lips, that voice, that aura. Oh, I would be a horror. But, just imagine somebody, like, that you know. Like, just imagine somebody, like, what? Somebody putting attention on you that, you know, what? I would love to be in that predicament, not knowing the actual person. You all think that Drake is probably the best human being on earth. You motherfucking artists be sensitive as shit. I don't know. You're a rapper. Everybody got a job. That's a job. Like, you know what? Lately, this is another event real quick. I haven't been given it. Like, I was talking about, you know, having kids and you know, leaving a mark on earth, doing something important. But for real, if you can get out this bitch without being involved in anything, I commend that too. Cause this is really just some bullshit. What about that? Oh shit! It sure is. I'm about to get out of here anyway, but let me not let it die. But yeah. Anyway, I appreciate everybody tuning in today. I've been a little fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all watching the real guy get really, really tipsy. And, yeah. But I'm back, man. I gotta get ready for this damn fashion show. I'm not in it, but I'm participating. I'm gonna interview models and shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about fashion. Let me tell y'all that right now. And if y'all are watching this, just appreciate a nigga that's real, okay? And shout out to Pusha T. Y'all gotta hear this The nigga said my name in the song, and I just thought it was awesome. I'm not even about to play it because I don't want to get flagged. But, yeah. Damn, what was I saying? Oh, I got to do a fashion show. I got to go to this fashion show and interview some fashion people. I'm going to just get drunk and make some fun because I don't know what to talk. I don't know what it is to be a model. I mean, I guess it's, you know, I put that a lot, you know. A job is a job, right? And I'm not trying to compare and contrast, but this is how I put shit together. I kind of put that with porno stars. I wouldn't mind being a porno star. I ain't gonna lie. Okay? But I just put that together, and I just don't know how to talk to these people. Like, the first thing that wants to come out your mouth, like, what made you want to do this? Why would you suck a dick? But not like, what goes through your mind as a model? You know what? These are my questions. Like, what the fuck? The world of fashion. But anyway, let me save this for my fucking show. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week. I'll be back. I'm back for a little while, and I'll be taking breaks again. You know what I'm saying? Self-healing. Sensitivizing. You know what I'm saying? You got to be sensitive nowadays. It's the end thing. But, I love y'all, always and forever. Thankful for everything everybody's done. It's about to be Mother's Day this week and Sunday. It's a bad day to do it. I don't really know why they would do it on the 7th. I don't think it's usually on the 7th. That's that Gregorian calendar shit. Take me back to Ethiopia, please. Or take me to Ethiopia, please. But, yeah, Mother's Day, bro. Let me tell y'all, Mother's Day. Now, I have my mother. I love my mother. My mother is awesome. I should say it more, of course. We can all do that. Of course, they would want that, too. You know what I'm saying? Of course. But I will say that it's definitely in my mind now. See, you know, the way my brain works. I know people that don't have mothers. You know what I'm saying? That didn't get to have a mother. But to have a mother, you know what I'm saying? And like, I can't imagine losing a mother or not having a mother. Because I've had a mother. So let's just put it that way. And that's all I can really say. It's a very special person in my life. But I'm trying to signify the importance of mothers, period. They're the fucking creators of life. I know I love women. But I love women for that reason. More, that's my fanboyism for women. Like, whoa, y'all out here creating motherfuckers. What? You know what I'm saying? But before things get crazy, let me get out of here. And I just want everybody to have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day and all that shit to all the mothers out there. Zooby Dooby, my mom. All the other moms that are not moms. They can't be moms, but still look after all these kids out here. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell y'all how to live. I don't know how to be y'all, but y'all do y'all, and y'all are very important. Y'all always. Let me tell you, I'm not a typical man. It sucks because women call me a typical. I mean, I have some typical ways. I mean, why not? Women are beautiful. Fuck it. I love women. I'm fucking. It's, you know, I love women. That's all I can really say. It's hard to pinpoint. It's not hard, but it's, you know, you can be moved astray. The needle can move sometimes. It don't move. It's like, you know, I'm trying to get myself out of hot water, but fuck it. Just boil, baby, boil. But, hey, fuck it. It's living in my truth, baby. But, yeah, y'all are amazing. And, I wish the world would treat y'all better. If I could have it a better way, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want to be a servant or anything, but I was about to say some really crazy shit. But, you know how some people enslave some people? Maybe women should have just enslaved all of us and fucking did it that way. I don't know. lesser women were like the jacks. I don't know what would be the best outcome for the world, but right now it don't seem that well. But you know, life is life. We all living it. It's all the same shit for everybody living it. So it's as best as it could be, right? You know, at the end of the day, you don't blame yourself. You blame the group. We all got to work together. So if somebody's fucking up, fucking up. But let me get out of here. It's been an hour and 23 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to be back. And I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all later. And make sure to treat each other right. That's how you live a long life, I think. Bob Marley thought he treated people right. You know, I don't know. People get killed too, so just keep your head on the swivel. But anyway, that's the culmination of the show. May the 4th be fucking with you, okay? All right? Some Star Wars shit, but at the end of the day, may the day be with you. That Carpe Diem shit. Rue the day, huh? Rue from fucking that show on HBO. Rue the day, all right? That bitch didn't give a fuck. Okay? But I'm rambling. I'm out. I love y'all. Remember how to turn things off. Goodbye. We don't say goodbye. Say till next time. Good night. Bye.